Hi, this is Tony at Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Kenny Robson, the CEO of Discovery Invest. Thank you very much for talking to me today. It's great to see you, Kenny.
Oh, Tony, thanks very much. It's good to be with you and to share some of the insights that we've gleaned over the last couple of months.
Brilliant. Kenny, I think just for the sake of clarity, if you can just give us a little bit of an overview of Discovery Invest and where it fits into the Discovery stable.
Okay, yeah, that's a good question. I mean, Discovery Invest started out in 2007. We always kind of took the view at that point in time we were never going to become an asset manager. Our view was always we were going to provide our clients with investment products, but outsource our asset management and really try select partners that we believe are best of breed. And at that point in time, we started working with 91. 91 have just huge bench strength in the business, huge capabilities, and they've really done a very good job for us over a 17-year period. So it's been a very successful partnership. We've also been working over the last couple of years with BlackRock. BlackRock, as you know, are the largest asset managers in the world, represented in well over 35 countries around the world with, of course, thousands of analysts and experience globally. They've been managing also quite a few solutions for us. And really, our aim is to try and give clients comfort that their money is being looked after by the best asset management partners in the world. That's really what we've aimed for. What Discovery has brought to it is more its own behavioral economics to get people to invest when they're younger, to invest for longer, not to draw out the money when they retire, to draw it down very responsibly. And we've done that through various incentives in our investment products, you know, whether it's through boosted income payments or boosted returns. You know, as you do all the right things, we kind of give you more. We've seen great actuarial dynamics play out of that. People are contributing from a younger age to their retirement. They're drawing down less. If they change jobs, they don't cash in their pension fund. They preserve the money for retirement. Our retirees draw down as little as they can in their linked annuities in retirement so that it lasts for longer. So we're seeing it all play out. So if you kind of put together the actuarial dynamics that Discovery brings to get the right behavior from our investors, together with world-class asset management from our partners, we believe that really creates for our clients the optimal solutions in terms of their investments.
So thanks for that, Kenny. I mean, it sounds like a great model, especially with the fact, coupled with the fact that Discovery as a group is such a very good client base that would be able to use your services in the invest side. I read a communication that you guys sent out, and in there you spoke about a new market regime in terms of investments and clients' approach to investment, etc. What do you mean with that?
You know, I think you have to take a step back and look at where we've come from. We came out of a COVID pandemic. Suddenly, inflation started screaming up globally, highest levels of inflation in like three decades. And that's because people were rushing back to spending. Post-COVID, a lot of spending was happening, inflation, a lot of credit being taken, et cetera, and inflation started rising. And the way that is dealt with from monetary policy point of view is to lift interest rates to try and reduce, to calm down consumer behavior, to reduce applications for credit or people just overspending on credit. You kind of push up interest rates to do that. And interest rates have been at very high levels and have had the right effect in that they've driven down, those high levels of inflation has driven down inflation pretty much globally. We've seen that it happened in the US, we've seen it happening in Europe, and we've seen that in South Africa as well, where inflation is kind of in the target bands now again. I mean, obviously, along the way, it's been quite bumpy in that, you know, when interest rates are very high, although it reduces spending, it does have effects on people that have debt, for example, defaults on their home loans and things like that. I think really understanding the world going forward is tricky for asset managers from really, I think, multiple perspectives. Number one, you have a more polarized world, East versus West, and we've seen that emerge politically over the last year or two. And it's unclear, I guess, what that means for the future. One was hoping more for a more united world with all partners trading together, but it kind of seems much more separate in the current space. And then we've also seen, we've seen that some sectors have done a lot better than others. So, for example, whilst 2003 looked fairly good at the end of the year from an equity return point of view, if you look at the US, for example, it was actually driven by seven stocks. You know, they call them the Fabulous Seven, which were tech stocks, which drove it. But actually, the S&P index over most of 2023 was fairly flat. So, you know, it really is knowing going forward where to invest. It's a time for finding the opportunities because, you know, it's of that classic debate, active versus passive. You know, do you just buy a passive index and just follow the markets? Or do you actually now need to be more particular with which companies you're buying, which geographical areas you're investing in, et cetera? And then I think also understanding the world of equities versus bonds, because what happens as interest rates come down is bond values tend to give you capital growth. Mm. So on the one hand, you know, you want to be in bonds to get that. But then what also happens is equity markets tend to scream up when interest rates come down and you want to get that. So you kind of want two opposing forces, and kind of, in a way, the best way to capture that is through a balanced fund, where it's sitting with equities, it's sitting with bonds, and the fund manager is managing it appropriately to benefit from both of those impacts, which all happen from interest rates coming down. And then I think there's so many other factors that we have to think about going forward. We can see artificial intelligence is playing such a big role in all talk globally. Decarbonization is a big topic. You know, over 60 countries around the world are having elections in 2024. And of course, it's unclear just exactly what does that mean globally for currencies, for markets, for policy. So I think like the kind of, it's a difficult environment for asset managers to manage money. They're going to have to be quite smart during this period in really trying to understand where the opportunities are in a very complicated world. So I think there's no question all your listeners will probably agree we just haven't seen such complex times before for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And that's really what the asset managers are having to navigate through at the moment. So I think it is a different regime going forward. It's thinking very differently in how to kind of get the right returns, inflation beating returns for clients in a difficult environment.
Mm. And now, obviously, I mean, listening to you, my next question was to be how does Discovery Invest approach this? But you sort of answered that already in terms of trying to think differently, probably go through these discussions with your asset managers and your partners in this, as you mentioned. But where does this leave the advisor who has to sort of almost communicate this message to their clients and manage those expectations in terms of how this world is changing with regards to investment?
Yeah, I mean, I think the job for advisors is obviously not simple. They're relying on the work being done by the asset managers. I think, you know, one has to have comfort as an advisor in terms of those asset managers that, continually outperform. You know, no one will always be the top performer, but if you've got consistency over the long term, that is really what's important. And that's what we look at with 91 BlackRock, et cetera. It's all about consistency of performance over time. And obviously, you know, their research teams are making those decisions on behalf of financial advisors. I do think financial advisors always need to be careful about trying to make all the choices themselves, very specific choices. Do I buy equities now? Do I buy properties now? Should I be in a bond fund now? You know, getting the timing of all of that right is very, very difficult. And that's why, of course, you have experts out there doing it. What we are seeing in South Africa is a lot of financial advisors now starting to rely on DFMs or discretionary fund managers. And Discovery has a partnership actually with BlackRock in a DFM called Cogence, where Cogence is bringing solutions to financial advisors to, it's really about partnering a financial advisor, and Cogence is saying to them, as other DFMs are doing, let us do all that work for you. Let us take away that decision-making off your plate. We've got all the research behind this of what needs to be done. And that's why you're kind of seeing that emergence of the DFMs in South Africa. And Cogence, as I say, with BlackRock as a partner, is incredibly well positioned at the moment to take advantage of that. So I think financial advisors have to avoid trying to time the market. They have to rely on the proven strategies of being in kind of balanced funds from top-class asset managers. And also considering whether they need partners to help them in a very, very difficult world where the opportunities wouldn't be that obvious to you sitting on the ground in South Africa. The things happening globally all the time. And, you know, how do you as an individual or a practice try and pick that up on your own and get that right? So I think that's what we're seeing. Advisors are looking more to an advised approach through either the balanced fund methodology or DFMs.
And just for practical purposes, Kenny, how do advisors interact with Cogence?
Well, Cogence is its own separate business. It has its own separate website under the Cogence brand. It has its own CEO, head of sales, etc. And advisors can contact them through the website, or in fact, even through the Discovery franchise support network, which also looks after brokers or financial advisors, etc. So it's actually quite easy to access it. I think just going through their website will put them onto the right contacts.
Oh, sounds brilliant. Kenny, thank you so much. That was very interesting. We indeed going through a fascinating time with investments, and I'm sort of looking in from the outside and just seeing how things are developing. And as you say in the beginning, I think the big thing is to watch the AI and all the automated trading that follows on that those developments. Yeah, thank you very much, Kenny. It was great chatting to you.
All right, Tony. Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.